Hey guys, welcome back to Authenticated. I have another scripture here I was going to read and share with you guys. It says, Romans 8:1 says, there is now no condemnation in Christ Jesus for those who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And condemnation means judgment, right? So it's like penalty or judgment, and it can also mean guilt. So it's, or a sentence of condemnation. So a sentence of condemnation handed down. So Jesus looks at us by the Spirit, and when you're in union with Him spiritually and you're led by Him, you're walking with Him in the Spirit, you're not under condemnation by what occurs here in the flesh, like in your circumstances and around you. There's no condemnation because you're being led by the Spirit. So you're not led by the circumstances or the situations around you in this life. You know, you're moved on the impulse or persuaded by faith. The impulse and the persuasion of faith inside of you, which is stirred by the Spirit, which is stirred by the Lord Himself, by the Spirit, because your spirit's one with Him. And so now you listen to and you're moved and you're led by the Spirit within, and that's how you operate and make your choices. Okay, so walking by the walking is conduct. Okay, so can be walking around, and full circle is another word there, but it's a way to make progress, right? To make use of opportunities. So when you're making use of opportunities by being led by the Spirit. So when you feel the impulse of the Spirit and it says, you know, you feel led to do this and you feel led to do that, that's what you've got to listen to. And circumstances in this earth may be pointing to some other things, but that's not how you're conducting your life. You're not being led by what your faith is. What makes you? Your faith is what you're filled with. So looking in at circumstances and how things might look in the flesh is not the reality. So when you've got spiritual perspective, or you've got a heavenly mindset, your eyes are on the Spirit. So it doesn't matter. The flesh will want to condemn and try to say, okay, you made these mistakes and this is wrong, that. But the Spirit's already forgiven you. You've been forgiven by the Spirit, by the blood and the Spirit and the water. You have been forgiven and you're set free completely, right? And so your union with Him inside of your body now is like your life now is led accordingly. You conduct your life because the Spirit led you this way. You felt like the Spirit led you this way. You're guided along your life, and your opportunities and your choices are to, you know, build this life, but by the Spirit. You know what I'm saying? So when He says that there's no more condemnation, now that you're inside of Christ Jesus, or Christ Jesus is inside of you, well, it's inside of, like, it's by agreement with your own mindset and believing that you are connected with Him spiritually, believing that the cross did what it did for you, that you are set free, that there is no missing the mark, because missing the mark means that you're not in union with Him, and you are in union with Him. So it's not about mistakes you make or things you do, because that's just learning how to walk out this life. But now you have this spiritual power to overcome, to forgive, to know that you're more than just, a robot of humanity on this earth living out without any insight or wisdom. The spiritual purpose of your life, right? Giving you power, taking you up to that next level, bringing you down from the down, you know, at the bottom of the mountain where, on the coastal edges where I was talking about, if you're down there and it's like you're being positioned now up into a higher place, you know, He always takes us higher to get us out of our old and bring us up to the new. But it's like the old will, it tries to, or you may feel, it's kind of like like debris, you know. It's like you got to shake off the dust of your feet. You've got to just let things go, and you've got to just move on to the new and allow that positioning to be completed and fulfilled, and trust that he's where you're at is exactly where you're meant to be at. No condemnation, no shame, no guilt. Guilt's been forgiven. Guilt's missing the mark because you've already been forgiven, right? But it's like you're still there, and then you're like, why can't I forgive myself then? But Christ has already forgiven me. So that's just more about your union with His Spirit developing more and more inside of you. Trusting that everything happens for a reason. Trusting that there's always a greater purpose. Trusting that along the trekking of the journey, everybody's trekking their journey. Some do it consciously and awake and aware, and they've got knowledge and they know where they're going. Others are doing it unconsciously, but they're still trekking. And when they do wake up consciously, they recognize that that trekking was already being led, right? Spiritually, it was already leading them. Sometimes you go off track, you might go here, but that's what the Spirit's for. So when you awaken, you go, well, I've made this mistake or I've fallen. And then you get this awakening and you're able to go, okay, you know, I didn't see things like that. Now I see things like that. So you apply the blood. You put it through the cross. You receive that forgiveness. And you're like, you know what? I'm not going to live like in condemnation. And I'm going to extend that same grace to other people so that they too have the grace. You give them the grace and that forgiveness themselves. You don't hold them accountable for what they've done. You make new choices, but the Spirit takes care of all things. Everyone has lessons along this journey as well, right? Everyone has lessons. You don't hold them accountable. The Spirit brings everything to account to bring it into righteousness, to bring it into a correct way of seeing things, which is always through the blood of Jesus, which is always through forgiveness and mercy. Now, just because you see things through forgiveness and mercy doesn't mean that other people see the same way as you. They might be holding you account. They might want retribution, things like that. But that's where the Spirit then will say, hang on, no, that's not how it works. How it works is that you too need to learn how to extend mercy and forgiveness, because that's what's been extended to you. Otherwise, there might be a lot more people that want retribution. There'll be a lot more guilt and condemnation. But not everybody is living that way. Many people are living with this, in this spirit where they understand that there's great forgiveness and great grace for all people. And it's our revelation of that and our receiving of that for our own lives is to the measure that we're able to extend that to other people. And then when we give that to other people, then we're freeing ourselves from being affected by when somebody doesn't extend it to us. We have this ability to not feel guilty because we understand that the standard of the Spirit is that all are to forgive and extend mercy. And getting to that place is the trekking as well. So not only are you trekking physically in this earth to get to new positions so you can have the freedom and the abundance of living this life with wholeness and success, but it's also that spiritual unveiling as well, where that has to also balance and measure up. It has to be the same. You're trekking along physically to get to new positions, new relationships, new jobs, new skills, new financial success or security, whatever it is that you are trekking towards to have in your life, to freedom, whatever it is that you personally want to see happen in your own physical life. But at the same time, the unfolding of the Spirit happens at the same level, and there has to be this extension of grace and forgiveness and mercy to all people who have, you have felt have caused you setbacks or pain or things like that along the way. Not that you discount your trauma and what you've gone through. You do recognize it. It's very real. You don't just bury it, but it's like using the Spirit to overcome it. It's not a Band-Aid fix. It's like Jesus has paid the price for this, and I'm going to be free from this. I'm not going to live in this anymore. I'm going to allow myself to be free. And you allow that for yourself, and that's not getting permission from anybody. That's not getting everybody to understand. You just live in it because the price has been paid. And so when other people You know, when other people have done things to you, you're like, you know what? They might not understand forgiveness right now, but eventually they will, you know, that's up to the Lord. And so you forgive them, you don't hold on to things. And that also releases any attachment that they might have to you. And then you release forgiveness, which means it releases forgiveness into your own soul, which lifts your spirit higher out of like this pit of darkness and feeling like, oh, I'm guilty, right? I've done this and I've done that. I thought wrong, I was wrong. Everybody at some level, in some measure, has lived out wrong ways and making mistakes and hurt and pain. It's called growth. It's humanity. We all do it in so many different measures. You know, it's not saying, well, you know, Jesus said, what sin's worse, right? Does anyone sin is sin at the end of the day, because it caused separation. Forgiveness is what causes unity. That's why his message is unity. It unites you and puts you in spiritual union with the Spirit, and then you can pour that Spirit out to other people and you can extend forgiveness. You don't hold people accountable. The Spirit will then, when you've released spiritual forgiveness, you've released forgiveness because you've received it for yourself. The Spirit then operates in the other person's life, and that is up to the Spirit, how the Spirit will be working to trek the person spiritually into the position of being able to be stable in forgiveness and also to receive and to extend it, right? And that's how it works. So God bless you, God keep you, and I hope this helps you and frees you. Amen.